And before Alaska's half-century festivities got into full swing, one of our very own visited the state for the first time. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg brought back this postcard.
Things you learn in Alaska. Use styrofoam in your outhouse, and if it's blue styrofoam, it won't get cold. Pay a lot for gas, even though people say you could stick a straw in the ground there and just sip it up. You'll learn that reindeer, Rudolph included, are really domesticated caribou. In Alaska, there's all kinds of wildlife and all kinds of wildlife stories.
One of the better stories is about an eagle in southeast Alaska who had a salmon in his talons.
This is Sally Smith of Juneau.
And he took off as an Alaska Airlines jet took off, but he dropped the salmon on the windshield of the jet, cracked the windshield, and they had to make an emergency landing. I can imagine the report was, we crashed into a fish.
Do you have any parachutes?
No.
On a twin-engine Piper Navajo Chieftain, a few of the 8 passengers were nervous. But the ride was smooth, visibility good.
We're just crossing the Arctic Circle right now.
That may be, but it looks exactly like what we've been flying over for at least the last 10 minutes.
No dotted line to mark the actual Arctic Circle. Just soft mountains, brown, streaked with occasional snow. But most astonishingly, piercing the millions of acres of spruce trees, centuries old and untouched by human hand, the silver streak of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, snaking through the wilderness for 800 miles from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez. Back in Fairbanks, 100 miles south of the Arctic Circle, Captain Ken Kersinger steers the 4-decker riverboat Discovery along the Chena River. Tourists always ask how he, anyone really, can bear to live in a place that gets so cold for so much of the year. Sometimes Captain Kersinger wonders too.
The global warming, I say, bring it on.
The weather is always on their minds in Alaska. At the Fairbanks Farmers Market, Jody Gowans says with just a 90-day growing season, it's too early for their famous giant cabbages.
We don't usually put most things in the ground until about June 1, and they're not mature, things like cabbages, until August, and some of them, gourds and things, are September. But by then, we're already getting frosts again.
They grow flowers and vegetables in greenhouses, but the cost of heating oil has gone so high, Jody says a lot of people are firing up their greenhouses later than usual. On the other side of the market, Betty Balick cuddles one of her 21 grandchildren, or 7 great-grandchildren. Betty is selling what appear to be long, flat, flannel-covered serpents, but no.
They're filled with wheat, and you microwave them and put them on your cold, achy body. Or you can freeze them and use them if you need to ice. And I need to ice my neck, so I ice my neck and heat my feet, and somewhere in the middle I'm happy.
Betty Balick drives to the Fairbanks Farmers Market from her home in North Pole, the city, not Santa's place.
Well, actually, Kris Kringle lives across the street.
Is that so?
That is true. He just had to change one letter in his name, and it's Kris Kringle.
She says her Kris Kringle got dressed up as Santa one year and delivered pizzas. Most of those I met who live in Alaska first went there for a week or a month or the summer and never left.
I started out as a desk clerk in a hotel. This has definitely been the land of opportunity.
Sally Smith spent 3 terms in the state legislature, ran various benefit programs, and was mayor of Juneau. She says there are loads of places in the U.S. where you can make a difference, but this place is different.
Because Alaska's a spirit. It's a state of mind. And the spirit is just more prevalent here.
They're individualists, second chancers sometimes. They don't like to be bothered with rules and other people's restrictions. But in Alaska, among these loners, there's a real sense of community.
We go our own ways, we come together, and there's a sense of, I think, maybe building something. So each of our talents will be pooled with another independent person's talents, and we grow something we couldn't have as individuals.
The state of Alaska, population under 700,000 hardy souls, and a half century old come January. It'll be cold then. Seems fitting. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.